Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. How about this one, Goo, from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why don't you guys talk about how beatable the Eagles are? They just lost to Washington when they could have secured the number two. They had a lot on the line against a bad team. I mean, they sat everybody.
I mean, tell them that.
It wasn't a big game for the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
They basically had a bye.
Eagles fans are mad, though. What are they not mad that that's how Sirianni chose to do it?
Italian silly coach.
I got news for you. I mean, countless. That I'm not saying they're the Warriors dynasty, but there are countless. The Warriors punted a game against the Thunder.
That,
like everybody,
we didn't talk that. Bothered
everybody's
me.
Doing it.
That bothered me so much. And then the Jazz had you down 12. Listen, we had a conversation a couple hours ago. My boy Silk Basie texted me this. Guru, did you really just ask Steinie how good this team is, fam? They're a 500 team. That's how good they are. Talking about the Warriors.
Well, they're 19-18.
But I hold them to a higher standard,
Well, you
Silk.
Shouldn't.
What you mean
why
shouldn't?
Do you?
Last year? Dude, I'm going down fighting.
So, and you...
And I got something Debo related about the Niners, but we'll go ahead.
Yeah, real quick about the Warriors. I'm going to say it again. You can't. I'm not going to do it. But yes, the Oklahoma City game to me was a turning point.
It was a turnoff.
They're telling me what they think of themselves.
Right.
That's what it told me.
And just you wanted no smoke.
Right. And so that's why that makes me believe they know. They know. Okay.
There's a rap song. They know, they know, they know. I forget who it is. I'll tell you this, though. As despondent as I sound, I can't wait to this deadline. Something's going to pop. Maybe we don't even know what they got in the hopper.
I wouldn't get your hopes up. That's all I'm saying. Hey, Evan, real quick, did Kyle win the toss?
Yes.
And what did
deferred.
Remember, Evan texted us on the thread. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah. It worked like a charm.
Because if they took the ball, they were going to go score on that first drive.
Or you were going to have better linebacker. They're safe.
Okay, let me just ask a question. If you win the toss against the Eagles, are you deferring?
That's how I do it.
I would absolutely not.
Steinie, what don't you
can't play from behind.
Well,
you
can't go into Philly. You're going to be behind.
Well, I'm not assuming.
But what if you score at the end?
I want
the
first opportunity to score.
Yeah.
And what happens when you go 3-and-out and then you don't get the ball at half?
And that's a killer.
Well, at least you gave your best unit an opportunity to seize control of the game early because your offense is more likely to do it than your defense.
Steinie,
that's my feeling.
Their best unit is also on the field.
Okay.
And there you,
but
man.
Come on, Evan. Come on, Evan. What's going to get the 49ers over the Eagles? It's going to be they're going to have to score some points.
Yeah, at some point their offense will be on the field. It just doesn't have to be to start the game. Yeah.
Okay, so when I say my thought process, it's very simple. It's like this team cannot come from behind under the circumstances. I think their defense is porous. And so I would rather give Purdy, Kittle, McCaffrey, Jennings, hopefully Pearsall, Trent Williams an opportunity to score first rather than put all the pressure on my defense to start the game against the defending champions when we know our defense is the worst unit.
What did their defense do on the first drive against Seattle?
Whose?
The Niners.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Are you going to say they held?
In my mind, they gave up 7 points, but they
That's kind of my point.
They gave up nothing.
Okay.
Dude.
All right.
And Steinie, this is why I was so good,
I get
Madden.
It. That's the way it played out, but I mean, I think I attribute that more to Seattle's boneheadedness down near the 49ers end zone.
Give me a letter grade for this. And I used to use it in Madden because they had a coin flip. Steinie, I look at the possessions as 7 points. So would you rather get 7 early in the first quarter and you got a whole hell of a game? Or would you roll the dice and say, okay, whatever happens, I know I'm getting 7 to start the second half?
Well, you're not getting 7. You're getting the ball.
Well, I'm assuming we're going to score.
Okay. So
I would
Philly
rather
scores,
do that in the third.
Okay, Philly scores. Niners score. Philly scores. Niners score. Philly scores. It's halftime.
Then what's going to happen when we get the rock?
I guess
we score.
You're gonna score.
Later,
they're still
going to
get one more possession than you. If it doesn't work out in the second quarter, there is no advantage. I just like
starting this second game is like a second part of the game. Kick it to us, baby.
Okay, so
it's being proactive.
Exactly. Exactly. It's almost like. Like, this isn't the war. This isn't Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Armstead. That's not their defense. Am I crazy with 49er fans?
Or is this just a minority? Like, if we, I love that ball at half, man. I love to defer.
We all love it, but I think sometimes a situation of a game maybe changes that rigidity.
But what about
Has Kyle ever taken the ball?
Yeah, there were a couple of times he's done it. I can't remember. But
I think this is a game would be perfect for him to take. Like, okay, so answer me this. Why did he take – if he's taken the ball in the past, what were the reasons?
You would have to ask him.
Maybe it's something like
Sunday's game. I don't know. But I'm just – Stoney, just to me, there's just something about scoring late. It's like when you see a shootout. Oh, boy, who's going to win this? Whoever has the ball last.
Okay.
I know it's the
third
quarter.
Well, a kick doesn't have anything to do with who's going to have his last.
I want to have the good juju at the start of the second half to kind of set the tone predicated on we're going to score. There's nothing more demoralizing. You kick off the set. Now the game's – you only got 30 minutes left. You know, first half, you got 60.
First possession of the game, regardless, what do you have more confidence in? The 49ers offense driving and scoring or the Eagles defense – or the 49ers defense – holding the Eagles.
Offense, it's not even close.
Okay, so then
but what happens if you don't?
Well, but that's the point. I've accepted that if it doesn't, then we don't score in our first possession if we're the Eagles or
and
the 49ers.
And then they're probably going to score.
Well, the 49ers got their big hold. They got the ball. They got their big hold. First possession of the game, they go 3-and-out. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
That happened.
And you know what? You know what? The number one, my number one first goal for this game would be not to get behind. Like,
I don't disagree at all.
So then I don't understand why.
But you're going to have
to face disagree with what I'm
saying.
Of course. You can disagree with what I'm saying.
You're going to have to stop them, Steiny.
Don't tell me I'm wrong for thinking
that. You're going to have to face the music at some point.
Kyle only takes the ball when he loses. Well, that's not his decision. I can't remember. I'd love to know that. They got to have that information. How many coin tosses the Niners have won under Shanahan, and does he defer 98% of the time, 100%, 85%? Our listeners got to be all over that.
Yeah,
I would think. Right? Who's with me out there? Come on. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Last thing about New Year's Eve, I just saw Willard walk by. I'm really like, I wanted to be there. What was your personal drink of choice? What were you on?
Yeah, I just had a couple of beers.
Oh, I need no vodka, tequila.
I'm not a big I'm not a huge hard liquor guy.
Well,
special occasions, but New Year's Eve's not a special occasion. Happens every year.
Dude, Sonny, stop.
You see Peyton, Sean Payton.
No, what do you
do? I agree with him. New Year's Eve is the most overrated holiday of the entire year. No doubt.
Now, we just talked about life and death.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell Sean, how stupid does that sound? It's symbolic that you made it and the Lord blessed you for another 365.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say it's overrated. It's a, you made it. This is life and death.
Thank you, 415.
Thank you. What did they say?
I think the Niners offense ought to start the game.
Until they go three and out.
You know what,
you're like, oh, this shit.
You know what hopefully happened? Hopefully the Eagles win the toss and defer. Then this won't be an issue.
I think that's what I would do if I'm Philly.
Exactly.
Well, their defense is theirs. Dude, do you understand the Eagles are so good? Technically, their strength is on both sides, but one unit is performing better than the other.
So the 925 says Shanahan took the ball to start against Chicago 2 weeks ago. I wish I knew that for a fact.
I wonder if they asked him after. But if he said it, if she said it, why would you question?
Because...
Well, yeah, what happened on that first drive?
Shanahan took the ball against Chicago 2 weeks ago.
Hey, answer Evan's question.
It's not about what happened, Evan. It's about
pick six on the first play.
It's about why he would always why didn't he defer against the Bears?
I don't remember if he did or didn't, but
if he did, I would love to know why, but it wasn't Tampa. Oh,
exactly. By the way, you didn't have an extra possession because you took the ball first.
You had the same amount of possessions
in the football game.
Are there any circumstances where you would take the ball first? None for me, Scott.
Maybe like 1%, but... Okay.
But why? What would be the reason?
The winds, the weather. If we got reports that in the second half going this way is going to
if snow's coming at halftime, you got an hour, then maybe you want the ball first.
Yeah.
But
yeah, apparently he took it against Cleveland too.
Kyle took the ball against
Cleveland this season because of the wind. Mm-hmm. I mean, but here, okay, you look at it as though. Their first possession of the game, he threw an interception. So taking the ball first was wrong. Okay, well, who's to say he wouldn't have thrown an interception had they deferred?
But the difference is you don't get the ball
there
at half.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing.
I'm just saying I think the majority of teams would rather have the ball coming out of halftime. Yeah. It's not about starting the game.
And you make points, Donnie. So don't make it seem like we disagree 100% with just a preference.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be behind in that game because we've got a track record of not playing well when we get behind. We've got to compensate for our defense.
But you're
There's
up
no doubt.
Two Super Bowls.
Well, who cares? That's over.
I just had
See, and you know what? When you do that, that's what pisses off Niners fans. There was no need. Like, that had nothing to do with anything.
It was a shot at Kyle.
Yeah, it's a shot at the fans, though, too.
Well, how so?
Because it's irrelevant, you just brought it up for no reason.
When I said people miss me, that was funny.
People
miss me. It's not even my point. People love me for not letting that go. That's all.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, it's okay to question.
What a name.
And I like to question conventional wisdom. And what I found out is that Kyle does what he does because he's Kyle and it doesn't make it right. It's just the way he prefers it. That's all. And that's his right. He's the head coach. That's all. No. Get off the mic.
Took the ball first in overtime.
That's different. That's not fair.
What you mean? There was a decision.
That's a one-quarter game.
Best unit on the field first.
No. That, you know it. Admit that's a low blow.
You know the advantage he gave up by doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's different. The overtime in a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's a stain for him, regardless if his team knew or not.
Yeah, people probably still holding that against him. Why he won't win the Coach of the Year this year?
I know.
Oh, thank you, Saad Bouzazi. Stop, Evan.
Well,
you're pretty good at announcing names. I looked at that name and I love. Say it again, Saad who?
I can't do it again. Shut up, Evan.
Well, see, I build you up and then you do
Saad Bouzazi. I'm doing the best I can. Why am I grumpy? Because I want to take the ball first? Because our defense stinks?
You've been grumpy. That's great.
Like, seriously. I'm not grumpy. I just feel like, taking the ball first might be a way to go this game. Orlando and San Bruno. Go ahead, rip me. I'm crazy. Unbelievable. I just got
it. Guys.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I Googled the question, and Google's so funky. They didn't give me the exact percentage of how many times Kyle Shanahan defers and does not defer. But they gave me the reason behind it. The reason behind that, why Kyle Shanahan defers, is because you have the ball the last four. Listen to this carefully.
Okay.
You have the ball technically the last 4 minutes before halftime. Then you include halftime interval break, and then you include at least 4 minutes of the session to start the second half. That's equivalent to 1 hour human hour that your opponent's offense is off the field.
All right.
That's the reason behind it.
Okay. Listen, and the bigger picture, I get it.
There is no right or wrong.
I get it. We love the double up. We love it.
No, it's the
best.
In
fact, Kyle Shanahan almost clearly is a slave to it.
The double
up. But the point is
shout out Nipsey.
Yes, there's no right or wrong answer, but just know that if you defer, there's no guarantee of a double up.
But the thought of the double up is more exciting and enticing to me.
Okay.
Because it's later in the game.
Okay, so
you know what I mean?
How about this? I'll give you the double up, but you're down 7-0 to start the game. Is that a fair trade? Would you do that?
I'm in a good position.
Let the Eagles score opening 9.
I don't ever want to be losing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't ever want to be losing.
Let's go to Pat in Foster City. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Yes, back
at you.
To me, it's a no-brainer that the Niners, if they win the toss, they got to receive. Their offense is so much better than their defense. And in any game, any football game, any basketball, whatever, there's only so many possessions to go around. It's like 2-for-1 in basketball.
Mm.
You take the ball to begin with. You're just going to get an extra possession. You don't know how the first or second half's going to go, but at least be the first one to go with your best foot forward. You don't know how it's going to turn out, but this idea of, you know, like Steiny was just saying, you know, let's just go ahead and get behind so that we can catch up later. That's not a very good,
yeah,
I don't think
I'm
that's
with
a good
you.
Mindset. I think they'd have to take the ball. So anyway, it's my take on it.
Yeah, and Pat, it's the right one.
And the 2-for-1 in the NBA is so disgusting. If we could really just break down the quality of shot on that two. Steph did one last night.
It's a free one.
But dude, it's not free.
No, it's a free
Take
one.
Take your time and let's get this point. Steph did a YOLO one stock. We didn't need that. And it's just splatted. I heard a study is splat off the rim.
So are you saying
Evan, I'm like, you didn't need to get
it's
us a
free
better
one.
It's not free.
It's a free one.
Nothing in life is free.
Well,
I'm learning that.
Okay, so just can you bear with me here? Just bear with me with this one. 49ers win the toss.
Stop.
And defer. Okay? Just listen.
All right,
Eagles drive and score.
We're still good.
7-0.
Okay, their first possession.
Oh, Niners come back and score. So the 49ers score. It's now 7-7.
So we're winning.
Okay.
Because we already got that bonus at the start of the second half.
Now the Eagles score again.
All right.
Now it's 14-7.
Okay.
Guess what? Niners score with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Love it.
Okay, now it's 14-14. Right? 14-14.
And we got the bonus.
Right, but the Eagles have the ball last in the second quarter.
Okay.
Do you realize that if the rest of the game goes like that, Philly has one more possession than you? If they end up with a ball at the end of the game.
All right, but stop somebody.
And
but
if it was a fifth, we agree.
Steiny making sense.
Well, yes. Steiny, let me run this by you. So
I understand all permutations.
No. So the 49ers offense is their best unit. We all agree on that, right?
Okay, totally.
So if you get the ball back, second quarter, let's say, 7-6 minutes.
Okay.
If that's your best unit, shouldn't you be able to shrink the half? Take 6 minutes off the clock, go into the half with an opportunity to either score a touchdown or a field goal.
I would say that, like,
beautiful.
You say better chance?
You would have the best chance. Try and keep your best unit on the field last to end the half, and then
you
on the
clock.
Field to start the third.
I guess what I'm saying is if the 49ers take the ball first and the Niners do the double up thing, okay? They get to do the double up thing, right? So they score at the end of the second quarter, then they do double up. Then they kick to the Eagles. The possession games at that point becomes equal. Like they both will have possessed this ball the same number of series. Now Philly will have had two in a row, but if Philly's got the first possession and the last possession, or the you know what I mean?
I mean, like, there's so much in between
how much
that,
do you,
but
okay,
I hear
well,
what Evan's saying.
How much do you think the 49ers or any team can kind of manipulate making sure
Depending on how good you're... I think the Rams can, because I like their... The Niners used to. Stanley, I think there's something to that. How good you are, I think you can manipulate the clock.
Yeah.
And to Evan's point, you can control kind of, you know what, Stoney, you ain't getting it back as fast as you think. And we're going to bleed the clock.
But hold on.
I like that.
Okay.
But it does happen.
But, okay, let's take the last game. And I might be wrong. Didn't the Niners get a field goal at the end of the second quarter? But Seattle still had the ball for a minute. And the 49ers like kind of held them. And then the half was over.
Yeah, they did. But the point is, it was a really tough possession for Seattle to score because they had to go the length of the field in a minute.
Yeah,
and they were like, let's be careful, not mess nothing up.
Right, yeah. And yes, you're right. If you score with 1 minute to go, nice job. But like, I don't know that you can count on that.
I feel like not the more important, but San Francisco seems to be more concerned with time of possession as opposed to total possessions.
And they got dominated Saturday.
Yes, they did. Let's go to Carlito in Alameda. Hey, Carlito, what's going on, man?
Hello, gentlemen. Listen, guys, I'm going to put the rat on the table. I'm a big Niner fan, but position by position, where are the Niners better than the Eagles? It's not the defense. It's not the receivers. We have problems.
Can I give you one answer?
New Year's overrated. You got to stay up till late. By the way, I know you guys know the news people. Why don't we have a local countdown show? Thank you, guys.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. That's a great idea. Like the Dick Clark, the Bay Area version. I might take that and run with
who?
It.
The Bay. Radio station.
No, well, just he talking about any entity. We don't have anything local on that's local. We got Dick Clark.
Oh, yeah. That'll sell. Hey, everybody, on New Year's Eve, listen to the radio.
No, I guess
not. No, they're not going to want to watch fireworks.
Well, he was saying he took a shot at Channel 2. I'll call him Banyas.
The
Channel
Sydney
2, 5,
countdown
7.
was beautiful. The Australian Sydney countdown to midnight.
I'm just trying to imagine people
on,
listening to the radio for a New Year's Eve countdown.
I think you took it wrong. He was saying it, Brock, like he was going to CBS, NBC, and Channel 2.
Right.
What if you broadcast? What if they had us on the TV?
Sure, go ahead. Knock yourself out, Q. You want to be the movie star, not me.
I've never.
It's over for me.
The movies.
What was I going to say about...
It's been 20 minutes of nothing.
By the way, what do you mean? Talking about the Niners.
No, but the kicking stuff.
Yep, once again, if you just...
Because you're not wrong, but you ain't right.
No, I'm not.
Right.
I'm not right.
Oh, boy.
It's just another way to think about things for those who are so stuck in their ways and think there's nothing other than conventional wisdom. By the way, who told Ryan that I was thinking of asking him to come to my New Year's Eve party?
You mean Dylan?
Dylan, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Who told Dylan that... Steiny's thinking about inviting you. Who did that?
Not me.
Because I never thought of inviting him. In fact...
How did he get to you?
Because I walked out of the studio.
Oh, this is
last
awkward.
Break, and Dylan goes, Steiny, I heard you were going to invite me to your party, but you didn't.
Oh.
He does it right in front of Sales.
Oh, man.
I said, no Sales. No Sales at the party. I said, how long have you been here? He's like, 4 months. I'm like, no. You don't get an invite, neither does Sales. I did say this. Now, if I'm still here next December 31st, which is, long odds, then yeah, I'll invite Sales that year or, this upcoming year.
But all they do for you and
what
you,
do they do? I'll tell you what.
You anybody? Got some reads.
I'll tell you what. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll invite the people who got me reads.
Oh, but that's self.
How about that?
That says a lot about who you are, your character.
Thank you, 415. You're on the road. You do not want to start the game down 7-0.
That Harry.
Home crowd goes crazy.
Oh, just stop.
Oh, man. That's actually a good point. It's a good point.
You're going to get mad. We're up against it. When they stopped him at the goal line, did you think, oh, boy, the Niners?
I thought, oh, boy, 7 times in the first first half, thinking this is the kind of game the Niners have won all year.
All right.
Seriously, they played well enough, but
yeah.
They never played a team like Seattle. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number, and one more segment, and then we got the crossover sponsored by Bay Alarm.
A lot of people miss me.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me, I really love the...
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So, Guru, would you be interested in, or... the listeners out there, would you be interested in maybe Thursday or Friday as Philly game
gets closer.
Approaches?
Yeah.
I get one of my buddies on the radio.
Let's
who's a 50-year season ticket holder.
Oh, so he's in. Let's do
but
it.
But he's not a jerk. Like,
and
he's
let's
not going to come
behind
here.
Behind enemy lines. Yeah, boy!
I got to figure out which of my two guys who are season ticket holders forever.
Are they nervous
be
on
bet-
the mic or
no?
Not?
No, the one guy's been on before.
And Harry?
No. Anthony
Dude,
DeMarco.
Harry would be. Okay, let's do it. He sounds like a Philly guy or a bookie. Anthony DeMarco.
He's from Philly. Yeah. Well, actually, South Jersey.
I like
Chicago Jason saying, season ticket holders, geez. Hey, Jace, he's a 50-year season ticket holder.
He's an Italian.
He can tell you exactly what happened the day that ostensibly Michael Irvin.
Well, they booed him.
Yeah.
They booed Santa Claus, too, at the Fed.
They didn't boo Michael Irvin.
Stein, that's...
They didn't. Boo Michael Irvin.
So what were the
There
boos?
Was a lot going on, and boy. Deion Sanders had come over. First of all, nobody knew how hurt he was.
Okay, right.
And Deion
but
Sanders, as my friends were saying, was kind of acting the fool, doing some kind of dance around Irvin, like some kind, and my buddy described it as like a shaman-like dance to get him to get up and be healthy. And they were booing Deion Sanders, who was...
I was at the Hilton in Oakland
like
watching
he was
that
dancing.
Game before DirecTV.
Now, does he remember this the way that you remember that car accident?
No. No, in fact, you know what's funny? They on the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer like 2 years ago, they had a photo of the game that Irvin... that the game that Irvin got hurt
in. It was raining.
They took some crowd shots, and my buddies were at the game.
They're not in
Then
it.
Last year... They took a photo of the same section, and it's all the same guys, but it's 25, 30 years later because they have
We got to get him on.
Tickets.
Anthony, so he's the leader in the clubhouse.
I call him Tony. By the way, you know, I know this is, and I'm not comparing the two.
Why do we call Richard Dick? I get Tony and Anthony, but help me with that. Just real quick.
I can't.
How do you get Dick from Richard? They call Norman Norm. I get that. Evan, help me.
It's shortened from Richard to Rick.
I don't know.
That's
Goo.
Not Dick.
I'm not in this one.
Rick. That's like William and Bill. I don't know.
Well, that bothers me too. Shout out
you
to Uncle Bill.
Bill's from Will.
Why does Steiny have a wizard shirt on? Because they're hot.
Dude, look at
him. Woo! 4 of 5.
They're looking into Trey.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What a Trey Young with Alex Sarr as a lob threat?
McCollum.
Forget it. Yeah, he'd be traded.
I think he's going to get traded.
Which one?
McCollum. Washington's not a bad watch for your league pass people out there.
What?
If you'd like to put something on the ponies, Washington.
Guru, I like Washington, and I haven't seen him play one time this year.
But they got some guys, I'm just saying.
I can tell you what, name a couple.
Well, they have 15 of them. They Kuna have to
Bobby.
Be on the team.
Dude, that, the guys... You...
By the way... And I'm not comparing
down
the two.
My road, yeah.
But I'm a little down too. Now, not it's
okay,
a different
gotcha.
Kind of down.
Right. No, go ahead.
I'm going to say it, and I'm going to get out.
All right.
What is one of my sincere, authentic interests in life?
The Arctic.
Correct.
I got it. What do we got, Steiny?
What we got is a continuation. Of denigration of the Arctic. It's denigration of the Arctic.
It's
what's going on right now.
Land.
It is.
And
it
what's
is.
Going on?
You know what's going on.
Well,
it's not our land. It's the Inuits.
Any guru tomorrow, bro. I got you.
That's it. I'm done.
Well, thank you, dude. Marvin Bagley III balling in D.C.
I don't know if he's balling.
I watched him. No internet up. Anthony Gill. No internet up, Sniney.
What's on the phone?
The plundering of the Arctic is one of the saddest things in our world over the course of the last 100 years.
Oh, man.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. We're going to go up there. Never mind. Just
be careful, man.
You know what?
A lot's happened the last 100 years,
Steiny. I got to stay off Facebook, man.
You know what? You know what? Let me get started. You know what? There was a race to the Arctic. You know that, don't you? And we lost. We lost.
But we really
did. The race is over.
But what did we do?
We're the worst. I'm done. I'm done. All right. I think the Niners should take the ball first.
We'll see.
I'm kidding.
So they'll be in their whites because Philly's going to be in their home green, right? Philly will be. They need the old green, that Kelly green.
I love it.
Yeah. It's incredible. But if they just go to their traditional green, Niners will be in their white.
Any chance the last time the Niners were in Philly comes to fruition again?
I mean, if Brock can do this revenge, oh my God. You know it's on his mind. Hey, he took a hit Saturday night.
He's okay.
I was like, Aikman's okay. So great. He goes, had he not ducked and got a glimpse of him, he would have been more upright. And there was, you know, stuff could have got rattled. So the fact that he saw it coming at the lady kind of squished him. Dude, he got popped.
You know what they say? It's not good if you can see it coming because apparently you tense up.
Ah.
That's when you get hurt. But if you're taken by surprise, you're still like loosey-goosey. And apparently you don't get hurt as much. They say that about a car accident.
I've heard. Yeah. Well, I got to be careful. They had Baldy on in the morning.
Okay.
Did he, what was his take on everything?
Well, let's take a listen. Brock Purdy threw for 130 yards.
Oh, my God.
How did he play?
You know what's wild is Brock Purdy actually played great. He played great, and they scored 3 points, which means Seattle's defense, it's just a bad matchup. McCaffrey doesn't have that ball go through his hands at the goal line. They probably score a touchdown right there. Maybe it's a different game. You know, come down the field. They had one play of 20 yards to Kittle. Like, there's no holes to get the ball. I mean, he's making all the right reads. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. That's the best defense. I mean, Houston's good, but what they do is they're different than Houston in that they sit back in this cover two shell. You could run all the motions and shifts you want. They just sit there. They just let you do all your things. And then they match you up. And the ball can't, it's almost impossible to get the ball over their heads. And so there is no, now maybe Pearsall, if he's out there, maybe they find a way to get the ball. Maybe if Trent's there, they have an extra tick to get the ball down the field, whatever. But they're very difficult to penetrate.
Wow.
You know what's wild is Brock Purdy actually played great. He played great, and this
Baldy's my—he's our guy. But Steiny, I just got to say this: it sounds like he puts that interception definitely on McCaffrey. But can anybody on the offensive unit play great when you muster up three? That's I'll just who you, I am, and I love me some Baldy. But I've watched Steiny great.
I mean, do you want to hear what I really, really think?
Every day,
there are aspects of football that we have no understanding of, and I do think it's possible that if Kyle Shanahan looks at the tape,
he
could probably find a couple guys who played well, but it just doesn't matter on an 11-on-11.
Meat left on the bone.
I don't know about great.
Was that play? That was only chicken they left on the bone because there wasn't no other chicken. The Niner offense was. They got down there. They were driving, and that's why that was just. Was that bad luck or not, Steiny?
What?
You're almost out of bounds, and it's an interception going out of bounds, the McCaffrey one. Look at how much – dude, that was just like the ultimate buzzard luck. You were damn near out of bounds. I foop-boop-lop it, and then right in the basket of his, I'm in bounds, interception going the other way, 8 minutes off the clock.
I mean, I can just tell you that, you know, I love McCaffrey said it's on me. I got to make that play, and he's right. But I'm sorry, the ball got tipped.
Yeah.
And
but
insignificant as the tip may have been.
It still got there, Steiny.
Yeah, but we saw it redirect a little bit.
So you're saying that's why?
That's why it's not all, that's why I don't think it's all on Purdy.
Well, the defender
defender
caught it.
Yeah, after McCaffrey dropped it. Like, I'm not saying McCaffrey had no business even catching it, but. Yeah, he should have caught it. At the same time, maybe if it doesn't get tipped, it's in a spot where he does make the catch, especially if we're talking about just a couple inches.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's very possible that tip redirected the ball 3 or 4 inches and he was prepared to catch it without being tipped. I don't know.
What will you give me for this? Because this is what I'm really thinking. I mean, how bad a shape? And it's about the Eagles, and we're going to get into it and have fun, and I can't wait for the game, all the playoff games, Stoney. But Seattle did that to you with the stakes being more than they were week one. Your other division foe came in here and went up 21-0 on you. How concerned are you just about the Niners, you know, replacing and getting some weaponry and all the Ayuk stuff? Stoney, if you look at it through the prism of the Seahawks and Rams until Stafford retires, which doesn't look like anytime soon, I do wonder how big of a gap there is. Because that, to me, I left that game and turned it off like, oh, Seattle's on another level. Do you have a problem with that? 13-3, Goo, you're doing a little too much too soon.
I mean,
when I think of the Ram game and the Rams, where they're at, I just wonder how, you know?
They probably are at a different level now. Because the 49ers defense is missing, like, they're definitely a level, they've proved they're a level above the Niners when the Niners have Warner and Bosa and, you know, Pearsall and Trent Williams. There's no doubt about that. As for Philly, this is what Baldy said about the matchup.
Yes, it's the worst matchup. It's a 4:30 game on Sunday. The crowd will be juiced out of their minds. I was just there on Sunday doing the game against Washington. There's people in the building, in the Eagles building, that were pissed that they sat all their key starters to be ready for this game. The whole offensive line rested. The receivers rested. The quarterback, the running back. You're going to get a very rested. Jalen Carter is rested. Like he told me, he's healthy. His shoulder's been bothering him all year. He had some procedures done. Jalen Phillips rested. Like, they're going to be full. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. Everybody took the week off to get ready for this game. You're going to see the Eagles fully rested. I mean, I would think that Trent will be back and Pearsall will be back, which will help. They don't have Seattle scheme, which is good.
You said it's the toughest matchup. Philly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's where he got his elbow wrecked. That's why it'd be so poetic if he could come back a couple years later and extract revenge. Somebody from the text line, I got to be careful, Evan. Here I go. Asked both of us or all three of us, has Brock Purdy ever faced Jalen Hurts? Do they got history in college? Of course, whatever system I use, AI tells me yes. Purdy and Hurts played against each other November 2019 when Hurts Sooners narrowly beat Purdy's Iowa State Cyclones 42-21. But what if I told you, Stoney, I don't believe that? I've been victimized by AI. Like,
well, they were both in the Big 12 at the same time, so they probably played each other.
Right. Yeah, you might have gotten this one right.
No, I wouldn't take credit for it.
But that's where the fact-checking comes into play. So you could be right. In fact, you probably are.
No, but it ain't a right. It ain't the one you want. I'm admitting I'm using
it's right.
The computer.
D-Lew. D-Lew on the text saying it's right.
When'd you give him the stamp of approval?
Well,
he's got to be fact-checked, too.
Evan confirmed, and then I got a second confirmation.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah, I would now bet on it happening. It did happen.
Don't journalists need, two sources to confirm something?
Yeah, one.
They used to. They used to need two.
Now there's, boy. Dude, there's just.
I don't know how many you need now.
Now. It's all about TikTok now, Stoney.
Stop!
Yeah, it is. More Baldy. Well, like, I got to tell you, I do find this.
The Arctic?
No. So I guess Baldy was asked about, the offensive struggles for the Eagles.
This is what I want to hear.
I mean,
for the Eagles.
Let me just remind everyone, struggles? Yeah, probably, yeah.
They didn't score the second half.
12-5.
All right.
The Eagles' offense has not been good all year. I mean, they take long naps during games.
Wow.
I don't care what game it is.
That's
like
a four.
Long stretches where they're three and out. They haven't been good. Maybe with the rest, maybe they'll be better. Maybe they'll get some movement in the run game because they've really struggled. You let this quarterback hold the ball. The 49ers have 20 sacks in 17 games. Like, they don't have pass rushers. And the Eagles know Bryce Huff. They had him last year. That's how he got to San Francisco. Like, he's their best pass rusher. And you can't overuse Bryce Huff. He's not an every down player. It's just going to be tough.
Yeah, Baldy's got me thinking it's obviously going to be tough.
Sounds like you'd want to put the unit that kind of sleeps sometimes on the field first.
Remember, they were up 21-0 on Dallas and took a nap.
Yeah, Eagles. I don't know what the Eagles do if they – They can do whatever they want. Oh, you're saying... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Dude, Gino from the 650 says me and Filmo Mike should do the New Year's Eve thing.
Go ahead. Dude, see if that's you can get somebody to pay you for it. Seriously.
Oh, let me tell you, so we might be in trouble.
Although, I'll tell you what, if you pay, you might be able to do it.
I got
to
call Evan out. We might be in trouble. So I'm driving around, headed to my destination, you know where, Friday. So I tune in to Bonte and Evan. And they had some plant callers. A couple callers called and said, this is a combination that should be on 10 to 2. Remember that, Evan?
Was that Doc Rivers?
I actually don't remember that.
You didn't listen. Friday.
Well,
you were...
shocker.
Oh, right, you were golfing.
Oh.
Oh. I thought they were plant calls.
Yeah, Bonte said streets were talking.
Yeah, dude, he called me with that. I go, dude, what? Do you know what you're saying to me?
I don't know what that means.
They did a good job. I don't think Bonte liked when they would say filling in for you and I. It's just me. It's my brother. You know what I mean?
You and I are so different. We just are.
We really the same.
No,
that's
we're not.
That's why we worked the longest running show in the Bay.
I couldn't care less.
But see, you in this scene,
I couldn't care less if a couple callers said, hey, Evan and Bonte, you should be doing 10 to 2.
I'm having fun. It wasn't like that. But
Are you still in the phase of your career where that bothers you?
Oh, not at all.
Like, it shouldn't be because you've been around for a while now.
But what you're right. And
I'll tell you what, one of the most least attractive qualities, insecurity.
It is. I know. Can't stand it. But listen, what I've learned about you is in this setting, you won't admit that you want to talk about that. But
talk
if we were to go to what I just brought up, but this is what I know about you. If we crack one open and we were at the cafeteria, you would revisit this conversation, and that's what makes you beautiful.
Revisit what? A listener saying Bonte and Evan?
Well, it was listeners.
So what?
I didn't like it. I think they were plant callers, Evan. You think I'm that insecure? I'm having fun. Well, it was bad material. Yeah. Relax.
But listen, I get it.
But I am insecure a little bit.
Listen, I don't want to talk about myself either, but you do realize where I'm at in my career right now. I'm good now.
I'm worried about me, but where are you at?
No, you're fine.
No, please. Dude, need a haircut?
Not long for this. How about
that? You say that. People love you, man. You're miserable on air, and they gravitate to
that. I super appreciate that in a big way.
But you're not done.
I got a big ass.
Not yet.
I still got a little contract left in me.
But what would you do?
I would.
Bonte misses it. He can tell me whatever. He misses it.
Okay.
But his life's better.
He's 40. He's still a working man.
Right.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
I have.
Not to get off your takes.
It's 40 years of me in the sports business. It's winding down. It's not hard to say.
I don't believe you. I hear you talking.
All right.
But what would you do with getting off, watching a Warrior game and having, just texting somebody your text?
I got off Twitter and I didn't care that I couldn't comment.
I don't think you're off, but you have no account.
Still on IG.
Yeah, you, man.
Yeah, sure.
And Facebook.
And the stuff you follow is getting a little weird. Like, you're getting broken in.
And TikTok.
What do you mean broken in?
When we hear stuff and we try not to hear it when we're prepping for the show, just the sites you frequent or visit, I'm like, oh, you're in the game. Like the stuff
that's
out there. No, just some of the videos.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about.
You're out there. That's awesome. It's a good thing.
Oh, I like stuff that's funny on the internet.
Reels and the political stuff.
Yeah, I'm interested in politics.
Careful.
I don't have to be. You know what, Goo? Shut up. I do not. What do I? What? Why
Next question.
Why do I have to be careful?
You got a brand.
Right, and it's winding down. Goodness gracious.
That whole concept is winding down. You ain't going nowhere.
Let me tell you what I'm not going to do.
Let's go to the legal.
And you can take this to the bank. I ain't going out like the Warriors. I ain't going out as a play-in team.
Oh, man. Let me give you a two.
I get to hang around for the paychecks. Not who I am.
Anybody in particular you want to... Point at?
Dude, that minus 65 for me with Dre at plus 90. I can't unforesee it, man.
I mean, yeah, let me, you know what? I did have a thought I did have a thought like Fitz. Maybe I'll retire when Curry retires. Yeah, right. He's got three more years left.
Well, that would be when I left.
I love these people.
If you did that, that would be when I left.
So Curry's got one more year, and then it's like, and then he'll probably have another, at least one more, right?
I say two, but go ahead. Dude's look, fresh.
I'll retire before Curry.
Did you hear his little nuggy nug last night?
Oh, boy. Yes, I did, actually.
I was so despondent, no.
If you kind of sifted through him, you heard Curry say, because he was asked about fouling out for the first time in five years. Kind of said he's not going to foul out again for the next, well, he's not going to be here in 5 years.
Ooh. Do you hot shots know what team he fouled out against 5 years ago?
No.
They're Lakers. In the East. Just one guess. Nope.
I'll go Hornets.
They played him in their finals. 2022. Boston Celtics.
Boston.
In the finals?
Yeah, no, it wasn't in the finals. No. I was saying 2022 they played.
I'll just ask you. You seem to know a lot about it. Who's going to retire first, me or Curry?
Now, if I take you at your word, and you're truly, because in this business, a year is like three.
True. I mean, and
Curry's got four more.
Firing counts. If I get fired, that counts.
No, he can love you.
So if, like, if I get fired.
We got a new boss, though.
Who?
The lady I said, Pretty Woman was my favorite movie, and everybody, there was some profiling going on I ain't talked about. That was uncomfortable.
You said it was your second favorite.
Yeah, but even then, the reaction was, like, I was up on stage. Do you guys know what you're saying? Like, why can't that be my movie?
Can you all get into speculation of what might be going through Steph Curry's mind right now?
Well, I'm not.
He knows.
No, he doesn't.
He knows.
When that day he did not check Draymond when he left, I'm done.
Are you done with Steph?
No, I love Steph. I'm just saying, he ain't, you know.
It was a low blow on ESPN, I thought, during the trash Draymond segment to play that video of Curry crying from 2024 against Orlando.
Did they bring that up?
I mean, he was just weeping. In Orlando.
Something happened that day, man.
Yeah, Draymond got thrown out.
No, but I'm
Curry
talking about,
got sick of it.
He felt betrayed, basketball betrayed. Like, dude. But he loves him, man.
Yeah.
I love you like Steph loves Dre. How about that? With all your imperfections, I'm here for you.
So I guarantee you talk behind my back then.
Oh, no. I'm sure that happens. That's part of it.
Right.
Nothing wrong with pillow talking. I wouldn't know.
Hey, we got the crossover coming up next with Willard and Dibs.
How's he? Willard, when are the officials left? I think they're going to go at it because Dibs is going to stand up. I'll set it up.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Crossover time on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.